This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Thank you for listening to the Vedic Wisdom. I'd like to bring up the subject of activities. Now, everybody does activities that they feel are beneficial, and everybody also does activities that they feel are unbeneficial. So we have certain activities that we do that cause us difficulty and anxiety. And what we really would like to do is find the method to where we can do activities that don't cause us any anxiety. Now, certain activities, if you do a lifetime worth of activities of any type, good or bad, you earn the results of those activities. It's called the fruits of your labor. So as long as you're trying to develop fruits, results, you're in the cycle of karma. And this karmic influence means that a lifetime full of activities causes you to have a lifetime full of reactions. And you're caught in the cycle of birth and death. This material world is specifically known for that problem. The intelligent people have analyzed the situation and recognized that that's really what's going on. Now, the fools in the society we're living in now, they've completely been brainwashed by the television set to ignore those higher aspects of life. They don't think about anything esoteric. They don't believe in anything godly. They're trained by the television set to not look at that and to act like they're children, even though they're adults. They don't provide you any television information or shows that stir your intelligence or bring you up to a higher perspective. They don't do that. They don't want to do that. They want you to be a consumer. They want you to go out and work for fruits, results, in the form of money, and they want you to spend that money on them, on things they give you, on services they provide you that are highly marked up. They make a huge profit from your hard work, and they keep the wages down, so you have to work really hard and really a lot to get the things that you want, and they make these huge profits, so they don't have to hardly work at all. And they want you to stay a consumer. They figure it out. I mean, you have to stop and think about this. They figure out how much money you can afford to spend for gas, just getting back and forth to work. How much money you can afford on food that you need to have. How much money you can afford to spend on power for running your little life, etc. How much money you can spend on a building to live in. And they figure that all out, and that's where they limit the amount of income you get. And just a little bit more to keep you from going crazy. And then they try to cheat you out of that little bit more by having you go sail on this weekend. Get in there 3 days, huge markdowns, half price. So you'll be a consumer. And what happens is you don't do anything that changes your life. You get the toy. You work, and you go get your money, and you buy this thing that's way more expensive than it should be, and you get this toy, and you go, ah, now I'm happy, and it lasts for a couple weeks, maybe longer. But gradually, the toy, the thing, becomes something you have to take care of. And you go, ah, I got to clean it. Oh, I got to put it away. Oh, I got to fix it. Oh, I got to get this for it. Oh, it's so heavy. Oh, I got to get somebody to help me with it. And away you go. Now, in the beginning, you were trained by the television and the people that make this crap that you need it. And instead of thinking for yourself, analyzing what they're doing and why they're doing it, you're being treated like a 12-year-old by the television and the radio and the magazines, and you're looking at all sorts of things that don't matter. And they show you all sorts of pictures and people that have one of those things, and they're going, smile, it's beautiful, you need one, wow, I'm glad I've got mine. And on it goes. This cycle of misconception of value. So those very things that bind you to the illusory standard of life that you're living, that bind you into having to go to work and going to work and going to work and going to work, to get one little thing different. If you're working a 20-year mortgage, 30-year mortgage, what? You should be able to buy a house in 10 years. But no, not possible. Not possible. They put the interest rates just such. They put the price of the house in the begin with just such that you will only pay that off probably on your deathbed. So the whole life you're spent working to maintain the things that you should have had from the very beginning. Food, water, shelter, transport, la 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 la. So this whole system is made to keep you a consumer and to keep you from asking the important questions. To keep you from looking at what is the value of all this? What really is important? How did I get here? Where do I go at death? What is my natural characteristics? What are my natural talents and capabilities? How do I use them to make my life pure, to make my life happy, to make my life fulfilling? That isn't taught. Our society doesn't teach that. It doesn't even teach you anything in school anymore. You just remember some figures and you give them back to them. You remember some facts, you give them back to them, and they say, "Ah, you passed. Congratulations. Here's a piece of paper. Now you've got a degree." And nobody cares. But you've wasted this life, so many years of your life, to get that piece of paper that doesn't really matter. So we have a few things there that you need to recognize is being done to you. Now, the living entities end up more or less perpetually doing this. On and on and on and on and on and on and on they go. Life after life after life after life. In this situation, it binds the living entities and forces them to continue their transmigration of the soul from one body to another and one place to another according to the nature of their work. And the propensity to enjoy needs to be turned to the mission of the Lord. If you understand how to use your desires in such a way that the satisfaction of those desires pleases the Lord's plan, you become freed from this cycle. And this is where you actually are called intelligent. The very things that have been causing you bondage, you've now altered them enough that those very things are causing you freedom. Freedom from the cycle of birth and death. Now, if one really wants to get past the misconception, he has to look up. He has to seek out the association of someone who is purely devoted to the Lord. They're not only learned in the Vedic knowledge, but they're self-realized. They actually understand and experience it and act in such a way. They are uninterrupted servants. Their consciousness is fixed on how to act in such a way that it liberates themselves, and they're able to do a host of activities that previously would have bound them to the cycle of birth and death, but they do it with the right devotional mentality, and it's the source of liberation from the cycle of birth and death. So one needs to enter into this devotional, this service attitude, and by associating with people who have it, you can develop it. And this association is very important in the beginning for the beginner because it's a training method. It's good association, good influence. And it starts you seeing things from a new perspective, a higher perspective, a devotional, selfless perspective. You get in tune with the Lord's plan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's running the show. And he has a plan, a methodology. And you can learn that from the spiritual master and those that are purely devoted to him. And by associating there, you develop gradually the proper mental attitude and proper physical activities without reservation. Now, this devotional service is supposed to be done unself-motivated and wholeheartedly. This is the whole idea that you have to willingly do the right thing. Anybody will do the right thing if somebody's holding a gun to their head. Do it or I'll shoot you. But when someone has self-control and realization, they go, "I'm only going to do the right thing. You can't make me do the wrong thing." It's a different thing completely, a different platform of consciousness. And this is what we're supposed to develop. This is what we need to have, is that alternate consciousness so we're not absorbed in this temporary things. We're not consumers. We're not lost in what is unimportant and neglecting what is important. So association with the realized souls is very important for you to get the proper perspective, because generally speaking, society and the education system and the government system and, of course, the disgusting media has no idea. They are simply nonsense. And it doesn't bring you to the highest platform that you're capable of. So gradually, one develops into a strong attachment to hearing about the Lord, to serving the Lord, to understanding the Lord's plan. And then he understands his position, and he understands the activities of the Lord. It's not that the Lord is not approachable. It's not that the Lord is vague, impersonal, void. No one knows. That's not the situation. Those that are devoted to the Lord, he reveals the answers. He reveals all knowledge and information to you. And this gives you the opportunity to get association, to get involved in this service activity, to see it in proper perspective, and reap a higher result, and understand the Lord's methods, understand the Lord's, it's called, pastimes. He doesn't have to do things because he's unlimitedly potent. But he desires to help and associate with those that are purely devoted to him. So you can be noticed by God if you have the right attitude. And it's an unreserved mental and physical type of service. You're actually rendering service selflessly without expectation of return for the satisfaction of the Lord in compliance with the Lord's plan. I mean, we see it many. There are saints that come to the planet. Great spiritual beings. And what do? They feed the hungry. They help those with no shelter. They give medical aid. All of these things are needed. They look to caring for the people. This is what the kings and monarchs were established by the Lord for. Was to see to it that the citizens were taken care of. That's a missing mentality in our modern so-called democracies. These leaders don't give a rat's patootie about what we want. They are doing something of their own plan. It has nothing to do with what we believe is just common sense. They repeatedly do things that aren't to our benefit, that don't help us, that bind us in debt, that liberate, that limit our freedoms. They simply do a host of different things that frustrate the enjoyment of life, and they're against the plan of the Lord. So these democracies don't do it. The plan was that the monarchs were representatives of God. They were attuned to the Lord's plan. They enacted the Lord's plan. They gave of themselves. They saw to the needs of the citizens and the people. They were constantly attuned to what was right and wrong in their kingdoms and addressing it, correcting it. So this is the proper mentality for the human species, to get above these misconceptions and enter into a relationship, an eternal relationship of pure service with the Lord, and it gradually begins and develops into perfect knowledge of the Supreme Lord, perfect knowledge of your relationship with him, perfect knowledge of what is required or requested or needed from you. And perfect from the point of view that everything you require is included. And it gets you above this impersonal conception. I'm not sure where God's at on this. Or I don't know. I haven't seen God lately. Well, you haven't opened your eyes lately then. Because the Lord is present everywhere. Everywhere within existence. And the Lord always exhibits good qualities and good guidance. Oh, you don't get what you want, because oftentimes the things we want aren't good for us. So the Lord is willing to assist those that are trying to reach him and participate in his plan, that are trying to raise to this devotional service mentality. But if you want things that are going to be detrimental to what your service is, or what is your best for your best development, he won't let you get it. He's not going to encourage you to do the wrong things. He's not going to provide you facilities to do things that are incorrect. Now, I don't mean people in general now. The people that deny God and live in a world of anxiety and illusion and misconception and fear and anger and all that stuff, he lets them. They have denounced, renounced, devoided themselves of any conception of the Supreme Personality of God yet. But we're talking about those people who recognize there is a superior force. There is a cause of all causes. There is a transcendental personality who is above all of this and in control of all of this and has installed a management system that's maintaining in all of the universes. A person who has that realization is susceptible, is accepted as being able to render this loving devotional service. And so the Lord takes special care of these people. He keeps you from going amok. He encourages you to do what's right. He sees to your protection so that you're able to carry on with this. Because you've given up, concerned yourself with this material world. Well, so is the Lord. He's not concerned about it either. He's got managers handling it. But if you want to get out of this material world and all the anxieties and misconceptions that are in it, and you want to get in on the Lord's plan and act in such a way that's beneficial to that plan, and maintain and develop a service attitude mentally, physically, and realize your spiritual reality, your spiritual existence and nature, the Lord's right there going, yeah, I'm over here on the spiritual side, and yeah, you're over there, you're coming to the spiritual side. This is where you should be. Here's a whole new level and type of activities to perform. And this is called transcendental devotional service. It's outside the modes of nature. It's outside the laws of karma. It's actually in the platform of the Lord's plan and your eternal position and contribution to that plan. This is liberated. This is being uplifted from those very activities that caused your bondage. And now engaging in activities that cause your liberation, permanent liberation. So the activities don't stop, but the nature and the mentality does change. So through the instructions of the spiritual master, through the instructions in the Vedic literature, one gets the understanding of the Lord's plan. Now, let's keep this in perspective here. The Lord is the supreme unlimited personality of Godhead, extremely potent compared to our tiny potency and independence and capabilities. Okay, so his plan is huge, and he doesn't need you to do it. It's your free will. If you want to do it, he takes all care. He encourages you. Go ahead. Come on. Get to this transcendental platform. There's no going back. Because once you taste something so nice, once you're in a position that's so free of anxiety, you don't want to go back, and you don't have to go back. And you get to live in a consciousness that's called transcendental consciousness. And you act in transcendental devotional service. And the relationship is one of love and affection, of interaction. The Lord's looking after you, and you're rendering service to him. He's got a lot of things he wants done, and there's a lot of opportunity. Please take this assignment. Please do this for me as a service. And he gets you out of the material misconception and encourages you into the spiritual perspective of life and reality. And when you're finished with this material body, because it's become old and useless, you return to the spiritual world where you're actually fully satisfied in that same devotional service, directly in the association of the Lord that you've been following for all these years as preparatory steps. So coming out of this material misconception and stopping the activities that were detrimental and altering the activities that were beneficial by altering your conscious perspective of them, the very causes of your bondage become the very causes of your liberation. It's meeting the spiritual master or his disciple and getting linked to the Vedic knowledge, getting linked to the spiritual master's guidance and instruction, getting linked to the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, learning how that mantra purifies you and gives you stability and perspective, how it's a refuge, it's full of the potencies of the Lord. It's not just a symbols of words or song. Absolutely not. It is of the transcendental nature. It contains potencies of its own. Just like water. I got a hand, I got a palm full of water. Well, what potency is in that? But take a look at the ocean. Look at the potency in that. So there's potency in water. There's potency in fire. There's potency in air. There's potency in the Maha Mantra. Those are limited material potencies. And the Maha Mantra is spiritual, transcendental, so it has unlimited potencies. There's no telling how much benefit you can derive from the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Maha Mantra means great mantra for deliverance. That's its purpose. That's why that mantra is here. It was unlocked so that everyone could come to the platform of tasting love of God through that mantra. And reading the Vedic literature, following the spiritual master's instructions, getting attuned to the Lord's plan, engaging yourself and your beneficial activities in that plan, liberates you from all the misconceptions, frees you to become the transcendental personality you actually are. That's the great boon and benefit by lifting yourself up, hearing the Krishna consciousness mantra, reading the Vedic literature, reading the books by Srila Prabhupada, our spiritual master. This opens the door for all the living entities to come out of the misconceptions of material life. Real happiness.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.